Hello, and thank you for joining us. My name is Letty Riddle, Deputy Head Teacher at Oaken Harvey Academy. This is the first episode in a short series of podcasts which focuses on the impact of using data effectively to raise attainment within the broad general education, exemplified by the use of our Equity and Excellence framework through the lens of a classroom practitioner.
The Excellence and Equity framework is a two-part data task developed for classroom practitioners, curricular leaders, and pastoral care staff. In the first part, classroom practitioners are asked to use their latest tracking information to inform their class attainment over time. In the section that follows, the practitioners are asked to identify the young people and to place them within four quadrants. Those four quadrants are all identifying a particular trend in regards to attainment and progress, whether the young people could be classified as high attainment and slow progress, or high attainment and high progress, or low attainment and slow progress, and finally, low attainment and high progress.
I'm joined by Ryan Gilmer, classroom practitioner of physical education at Oaken Harvey. And I'm wondering if you can share with us, what has been your experience of using and implementing the Equity and Excellence framework as a classroom practitioner?
Yeah, absolutely. So when the framework was first introduced, time was set aside to train staff on how to use it effectively. So I have to admit, some staff were apprehensive when seeing the document at first. But before we want to reach the desired outcome, which is improving attainment and achievement, staff had to be given time to understand the process, which is super important. And they got to work collaboratively to build confidence and knowledge in the process. So several inputs were delivered by senior leadership. Letty, you were included in that, our wonderful colleague Stephen Gilmore as well. And some data-informed staff were piloted with them to how to effectively implement and analyse the data that we're going to be using. So in the document, we see what percentage of pupils are working at each level, from first level right through to fourth level. In each of your classes, we've got percentage of pupils on and off track. So this information is not new, and it's essentially what we used to find out during tracking periods. However, it's difficult to implement targeted interventions based on this data alone. So that's where the four quadrants come in. So the four quadrants we have, we can put pupils into each of the four quadrants depending on their attainment. So we've got high attainment, slow progress. We've got high attainment and high progress. Low attainment, slow progress, low attainment, high progress. So each pupil's name appears in one of the quadrants, and it gives you a clear picture of the attainment and progress of each pupil in your class. So for each of these quadrants, you then plan for targeted interventions to help boost attainment and achievement across all classes. So some examples of that might be, so for a high attainment but slow progress pupil, this may be because of one of the trends being social, emotional and behavioural difficulties. You introduce maybe monitoring of behaviour and effort in each class for these pupils, which could include rewards for positive behaviours to increase engagement and relationships with pupils. And this could be enough to see the pupil's progress increase. For a high attainment and high progress pupil, you may increase the challenge of the lessons for them through differentiation to push the high attainers further in your class. So the targeted interventions and strategies for each group are planned and then implemented in future lessons. You then have to measure the impact of these interventions and how they have improved attainment and achievement for each pupil. This gives you a chance to reflect on your own practice, and it gives you a chance to deliver high quality interventions. There's also demographics that we can look at, which include Scottish Index of Multiple Deprivation, Care Experience of the Pupils, English as Additional Language, Free School Meal Entitlement, and any additional support needs pupils might have. We can then compare them to the other groups and find trends within each classes. So this process is streamlined by another wonderful colleague, David Marwick, whose role as Principal Teacher of Raising Attainment and Achievement, which is funded by the Pupil Equity Fund of the school. Yeah. He's created spreadsheets where you can organise pupils in not only classes, but you can organise them in each demographic, as I mentioned previously. This gives us insight into any trends that may be happening within the class to then target our interventions based on that.
Ryan, thank you so much for such insightful account on how you have used and implemented the Equity and Excellence framework. And it would be great if you can now share with us what has been the impact of using this framework on the most important people in our school, which are of course our pupils?
Absolutely agree, Letty. It's got to have a positive impact on the learners in our school. So as a result of the wide and varied interventions, we've seen increased engagement within each class, which has increased the number of pupils who are on track, which is always a great positive and a great sight to see. We've also seen an increase in attainment across the BG, seeing less pupils in the slow progress quadrants during our evaluation stage of the framework. So the pupils have also just finished their option choices for S2 into S3, yeah, and S3 into S4. And we're seeing a higher number of pupils selecting our subject. So that's also a huge positive for us. Not only do we want to close the attainment gap, but we want to push our high attaining learners so they can all go on to certificated courses to then increase the attainment in the senior phase. And we hope this process will push that for all of our learners.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for giving us an account of the impact on the pupils' outcomes. And now, finally, you'll be glad to know it's the last section of our podcast.
I've enjoyed it.
Oh, brilliant. And we're delighted to have you. You can share with us, how has the use of this framework impacted on your practice?
Yeah, I think first of all, it's made me as aware as ever of the needs of pupils within the class. Now, I was like that before, but this has highlighted it even more so for me. So I can now tailor my teaching and learning and give targeted interventions to each and every pupil within my class. And this analysis of the data has allowed me to do that. So the end goal is to increase attainment and achievement for all pupils. And this process of collecting the data, analysing the data, looking at all the different demographics within the class has given me an even better understanding of pupil needs in my class, as well as it has boosted attainment across the BGE. So I feel it gives me an opportunity to reflect on my own practice, adapt my teaching and learning accordingly, and to create a more equitable learning environment for my pupils. It's been a great process. It's something that I would highly recommend. It does take time to implement and be successful in delivering it properly, but with the time that we were given to work collaboratively, it has really impacted not only my teaching positively, but the learning experiences of the pupils in the class.
Great, Ryan. Thank you again so much for joining us in this podcast.
Thank you for having me.